Hey, what's going on out there?
Cause you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets we keep it real. Day and night.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was not so
hey, what's going on out there, Minnesota? This is Sarita and my co-host.
And Joanne.
How are you all doing out there? I want to say big up to the active chapters in Mad Dads, Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, and Omaha. I want to say big ups to those Mad Dads. And I just wanted to say today we're going to be talking about the role of a real mother. Talk to me a little bit about what you think a role of a real mother is. Miss Joanna.
I would say a role of a real mother. Anybody can really be a mom, but it actually takes a real mother to actually be there 24 hours or 48 hours to actually find out what their child is doing from morning to night, not just sending them over to somebody's house and not worrying about what your child is getting into.
Okay. So if we want to list some things that you would say, that you would tell real mothers in order for them to be in the role of a real mother. Like for me, I think one of the things is to keep our kids safe from hurt, harm, or danger. That's one of the biggest things for me as far as being a real mother. Because, I mean, that's where your kids, you know, when you're not looking at those things, that's how your kids get involved. And a lot of things, you know, when you putting them around, things that hurt them, harm them, or puts them in danger. So I feel like that's one of the biggest things. What do you feel?
To make sure they're watching and what they're saying to their kids. Because how our kids perceive things are really, really vital nowadays. You can't just send them on a blank mission and expect them to pick up everything. For example, I told my four-year-old granddaughter, this is about 2 years ago, I told her in order to get her father to take grandma's keys, get on the expressway and go up north to pick her dad up. And she actually got my keys off the kitchen table, looked at me, looked at her mom, and she went to get in my car, even though she doesn't know how to drive. You have to be careful what you say to kids.
Right. What else? Hello?
Yeah. We have a call. 2143, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Why it's not coming up? Hello, 2143.
Hello, can you hear me?
There you go. 2143, you're on the air.
Okay, hi. I just wanted to say that I wanted to... One second.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, so I just wanted to call in to say what I feel a role of a real mother is.
Okay, and how you feel about this? Yes, we can.
I wanted to say that to me that it's just keeping your kids positive, keeping your kids positive away from negative things, you know, showing your kids that you love them, you know, showing your kids that there are plenty of things to live for and to look forward to in life. A lot of times these kids don't have sight of the fact that they got so much to look forward to. And I think the role of a real mother is letting our children know that and showing them that and keeping them around positivity all the time.
Yes, that is very important. Okay, we have a couple calls online right now. Do
okay.
you have any?
Okay.
Pardon me?
Me? I'm done.
Yes. Okay, we'll go to the second call. 0741. You're on the air. Hi. You're on the air, 0741. 0741, you're on the air. We might have lost 0741. Yes, I can hear you. Okay, we might have to have you call back in. We cannot hear you all at all.
Okay.
We're going to go back to 2143. 2143, you're on the line? Okay, so we keep having people that call drop. Oh, okay. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit for a minute. What do you think that if we wanted to give a class and we were standing in front of teenagers and that were pregnant and we wanted to basically tell them what role they need to take in order to be a real mother? What would you say? Let's give like three main things that you would think.
First, I would say believe in faith. Secondly, I would say believe in your gut. Third thing is trusting your kids. Trusting your kids. Because if you really raise them the right way, your kids, they're going to lie to you. I'm not going to say they're not going to lie because eventually they're going to lie. But A lot of times our kids will tell us the truth. They will. Mm-hmm. For my kids personally, I had an open door policy. Every Monday through Friday, we sat down as a family. But on Sunday, we sat down, we aired out everything where the kids could not get in trouble if they told us, mom and dad at the dinner table on Sunday, they could not get in trouble for whatever they did.
Right.
Because they was telling, it was an open discussion. And I grew up in a house where we had open discussion, and that helped us out a lot.
Okay.
So we knew that if we got in trouble on Thursday, as long as we talked about it on Sunday, we're not going to get in trouble. We'll get punished for it.
Okay. So that open lines of communication.
Yes.
Okay, so we got a couple of calls. We're going to go to the callers. Hey, how you doing? 0271, where are you? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Blog Talk Radio, man, it's so great to be a part of Blog Talk Radio. Omaha, Pittsburgh, Florida, Dallas, Minnesota. Yep. Did I leave anybody out?
Iowa.
What's up, everybody? New York, New York, New York. Start spreading the news. Those little town blues are going away because we in Minnesota to stay. Oh, man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm feeling good. And, you know, I'm just saying, now, I just want to let Blog Talk Radio know I got the mamas handling the show today. All the mothers are running. They're running the show. They're doing their thing. And I just want to say, you know, as a young man, my mother left me at 9 years old. And I always wondered, you know, people know if they're a mother's boy or mother's girl or daddy's girl or whatever. People know that at a certain age. Like my grandbaby, she's a grandpa's girl, right? She loves her grandpa. You know, I mean, she'd be like, grandpa, drop everybody off so we can have fun. Okay, we can do that. I know, you know, because that's how me and her roll, you know. And we went to church. I was telling everybody what happened in the staff meeting. We went to church, and she said, pray. She came up for prayer and said, pray that we go to the Mall of America. Pray. And then she said, do you want to lay hands on me? Do you want to lay hands on me, Papa? I said, nah, I want you to go sit your butt down, quit playing. We're going to make it to the Mall of America. But I wish I really knew that complete experience of a mother. I wish that I really knew the complete feeling. I was looking at Arthur and how he's so hurt and so upset that his mother's not in his life anymore. I don't know what that feels like. I would love to know what that feels like, but you have to develop that kind of relationship. And some of us never get a chance to connect with our parents in that kind of a way. Even those that say, my daddy was around, but he was a drunk. But he was around, okay? He was around. Yeah. That makes a big difference. When those parents aren't around, you're left with an empty heart the size of a mother or the size of a father. And so that's why it's so important. And you see all the rap stars and the basketball stars and the football stars, majority of them give credit to mama. You know,
yes, they do.
And so the mothers have played a serious role, and the reason why Mad Dads has even came to the forefront is because you mothers need a man to be in the gap to do what men are supposed to do. And we haven't been there.
Yeah.
And the system has made it hard for us to be there. First, they took the jobs away from us. And when they took the jobs away from us, they told us we weren't worthless. But then they gave the mother more work to do and gave her more money. Then they realized that once they took the men away, they could control the women. And so then women started treating us bad. Baby, you can't stay up in here because I lose my Section 8. I lose my food stamps.
Yeah.
I lose my medical. All I got to do is say you up in here and I lose everything. Now, you can't tell me that they did not design that system to destroy the black family when they made a black man worthless. If your man, it would seem like they would have gave more stamps. Man, if you come here and help, we will give you some more food. We will give you some more. Will you please come and help? Because you will take the load off. But instead, I remember guys saying, man, I can't leave my shoes up in there, man, because, you know, that's my girl and I love her. We've been together all these years, but she will lose her house and I ain't got no job.
But you know how I feel about that, though, as far as that goes with the Section 8 and all that. That's just, I think, personally, that's just a way of making people be self-sufficient and do it on their own. Because, like, they could walk away and just get market rate and live together and have their whole family in a house together and pay their own bills. But it's a lot that you have to do when you're asking for something. You know, I mean, I don't go through that because I'm not asking the government to take care of me and my child. You know, but when you're asking for help, that is a way of making these men stand up and move them into their own house and pay their own bills. You know, so I personally feel a certain kind of way about that, you know, even with family members that I know that go through that. I always tell them, I mean, the whole thing is for you to get self-sufficient on your own and not need the government to take care of you.
Well, here's what I feel like. I feel like it's not only the government, but it's the private sector. What they did was they made sure that certain individuals always had good jobs, and then they made sure other individuals, minorities and poor folks, couldn't get good jobs, especially the men. Because, see, once you devalue a man, then the family devalues him too. That's why you tell a kid, boy, shut up, I'm your mama and your daddy. But there's nothing daddy about you other than you take the title. You just took the title from the man that was supposed to be the daddy, but because he can't find a job, because the racist company won't hire him, because even though he's better than the next man, but you won't hire him because you don't want him to be in charge of his family or his community. And you will give credit. You will tell Sarita, if you just get that man out of your house, I will give you Section 8. I will give you, but I will not give him a job. I will not. He can go to trade school. He can go to college. I'm not going to give him a job. No matter what he does, I'm not going to give him a job. I'm not going to make him self-sufficient. And then you say, woo, well, I can do bad by myself. So you break down the family, and then you wonder why daddy's tripping. He can't do anything else but drink, but get high, because everything he tries to do, he gets tore down. Everything he tries to do. And so that's been a historical problem. And yes, Sarita, I agree men should step up to the plate, but it's hard to step up to a racial plate. The plate is not fair.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and you make a lot of points, but our thing is lighting up over here. We got other people that want to talk to us. You have anything else you'd like to say?
I'm going to be on hold, and you come back to me later.
I'm gonna come back to you in a minute. Hold on. Caller 8657. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I hear you talking about mothers. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. I hear you talking about mothers. And what are you asking? What was the conversation basically about mothers' roles in the household?
Yes, the role of a real mother.
Big question. But the role of a real mother to me is to nourish your family, love them regardless. You know what I'm saying? And as I heard you all talking about Section 8 and then the young lady has a place and she got a man living with her, you know, it's up to the individual as a man. A man has to be a man and take care of his family regardless. But back to the street and to the point where he has to go back to the demons like the drugs, the violence that he grew up in his life, you know what I'm saying? He's seen a lot. You know, he's been through the worst. God has not brought us this far to let us go.
That's right. That's right.
Basically, I feel, you know, two heads are always better than one, and that's too
always.
Strong here. So
that's right.
There has always been, come the beginning of Earth, Adam and Eve, I see no reason for the family to fall if they're doing the necessary things. Now, about the government part, and the state paying, you know, your bills. Sometimes these up-and-coming women that got these kids with these grandkids and these foster kids, you know what I'm saying, these other kids, like VJ was saying, we need all them staff. I figure if I got an extra head, extra mouth, I get extra staff. You feel me?
That's right.
So
yeah.
That's all I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? We got to.
And, you know, I'm
not taking that. No more from the government, state, no more that allowed.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to budget. It's always a budget in the household. And you stick to it or get out. Simple. So,
right, exactly. I know that's right.
That's my outlook.
Well, you have a.
I hope I didn't. Send
no, you. Thank you for your comments. You make a lot of sense. Thank you very much. I'll come back to you in a second.
Thank you.
Caller 0501. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm just trying to figure out what the topic is.
The topic is the role of a real mother. What do you think the role of a real mother is or should be?
It's a whole bunch of things. It'll take me all day to explain that, but it's nourishing. Nourishing and she's the head of the household. That's what I think is a real mother, the role of a mother is.
Okay.
She controls everything.
That's
she makes
right.
everything
Did
happen.
You?
She makes everything happen, and she keeps the family close together, and she keeps me fed, and she always going to tell me it's going to be all right. So the mother got the first and the last say-so.
That's right. Well, I'm glad, and thank you for your comments. I'll come back to you shortly.
Thank you very
much. May I ask who this is?
This is Arthur.
Hey, Arthur.
No, I'm talking to the lady.
So I don't know what to say to her. This is 8277. You're on the air.
Huh? This is Brianna with the Mad Mom on the Peace Bus.
Hey,
y'all.
So you're a mother. So shine a little light on what you think the role of a real mother is.
Well, I'm a young mom. I had my daughter when I was 19, and you know, being a single parent is very rough and very hard for me. But you know, I'm making it. You know, taking care of my daughter, working with the Mad Dads, and being on the Peace Bus with you guys, and. You know, but I think a role of a mother is someone who's very protective over their child, making sure that, you know, they're, you know, they go to school every day, making sure they're learning, you know, learning in school and not getting, trying not to get in trouble. I mean, only a mother can only do so much, but without the father being part of that child's life, they only can only do half of the work. But, you know, I've been trying, you know, take care of my daughter as much as I can, but, you know, it's a single mother can only do so much, you know, but, you know, as mothers, we got to stick together and make sure that our child is, you know, on the right path and making sure that, you know, our child is safe and, you know, not in harm's way. We make sure they got a roof over their head, clothes on their back, shoes on their feet, food in their body, making sure, you know, they, you know, on the right path and going to church every day is a big factor, you know, in their lives to make sure that, you know, they believe in God and go to church and, you know, follow the footsteps of their mother or father. So.
Okay. You have a good, and that's if them footsteps are good footsteps. You know,
yes.
That's one of the things me and a friend was talking about the other day, because I have a sister that her mom is her role model. You know, she looks up to her mom. And I personally think her mom need to grab her and put her in a headlock and give her another role model. Because, I mean, just because you're a mom doesn't make you a good role model if you're a negative person. You know, so I think one of the roles of a real mother is for us to be role models for our children, because our girls are going to look up to us. They're going to want to be just like us. And I think the biggest role of a mother is to make sure that we are role models for our babies.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your comment, little sister Almighty.
Oh, thanks. You're welcome, big sister Almighty.
Talk to you in a minute, baby.
All right.
Get
Glazo.
5737, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Lonzo with the Minneapolis Mad Dads. We out here outreaching in the community.
Mad Dads.
For men, sure. You know how it goes. We do good things all over. You know, we everywhere now. We on the bus. We on the train. We on the block. You know what I'm saying? We everywhere.
Okay.
They're going to always see us, and I just want to shout out to all the brothers out there that's listening, that's outreaching with me. You know, the brothers on the bus right now, big ups. This thing about what a mother is somebody you're supposed to, you know, like the brother said, I have to say uplift. You know, but she's a co-head of household.
That's
a man
right.
And a woman should be equal in their house. You know, when one falls, the other one should pick that one up, hold that one up. They should be there for one another. You know, some of the women seem to have a problem with anger and frustration that goes along with going through with a man, and they end up taking that on the kids and blaming the kids for a lot of things and make the kids bitter and make the kids angry and make the kids go out, and the kids end up, you know, interacting with other kids in the community and taking it out on them, you know, what's going on in the home, you know. So a mother, she like the head, because she actually dictates how the man feel, how the kids feel, you know, how everybody feel. They feed off of her. If she good, you know what I'm saying, then everybody else good. When she bad, everybody else bad. And she needs to stay focused on that. Like, you know what, I need to fix you. I need to make sure I'm happy. If your man ain't treating you right and you unhappy, then you got to sit down and have a conversation so you will be able to better help, you know what I'm saying, the man that's in your life. And, you know, I ain't sitting here talking. I heard VJ talk about how the system itself is making sure men are not in the household. He absolutely right. They pushing to see to it that the women are against the men, and then they run game on the women by giving them short, you know what I'm saying, giving them crumbs, like Section 8. That's a crumb. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're thinking that because they're giving you some money to pay your rent. You know, I was on Social Security. This is what happened one day, right? Me and my wife went in. She got disability. We went in the Social Security office to help us get Social Security. So because me and her married, they told me that I have to cut my Social Security in half, and we have to go in as one person, which means we get $700 a month together to take care of a household of five. So I'm looking at her like, I don't know her like that. I don't live with her. You know what I mean? I can't take care of my family right, because they don't want us to be uplifted as one. They'll rather kick the man to the curb, give her the money, when she thinking that it's okay, I'm doing something now. Yeah, sweetie, you're taking care of your kids. Yeah, sweetie, you're taking care of your family. But you forgetting that at some point a woman needs to see how a man is supposed to treat a woman, and a man is to see how a man is supposed to treat a woman. A man has a place in this world where he needs to teach a woman how that woman is supposed to be treated. She needs to see that. And so as a man needs to be in a man's place, a young man's place, so he can see how he's supposed to treat people. You know, if you, my mama had to teach me how to treat a woman. It was good. She taught me well. You know what I'm saying? But what she didn't teach me, how to deal with a woman. Because she a woman.
But you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what
I don't know if she get on her monthly, how she going to flip out and make me feel like she the exorcist, and how am I supposed to talk to her? A man is there to tell me, look, brother, she's going through something right now. Take it for what it is. Be quiet. Sit down and shut up. She's going through something. It's going to be all right. I didn't have to learn that after a few lumps upside my head and a few fights and arguments with my significant other. You see what I'm saying? So a man, you know, a woman, her place is to honestly, you know what I'm saying, dictate the emotional, because women are very emotional. She's there to dictate the emotional guidance of what a family is supposed to be. Everybody picks up their emotions through her.
Okay. So, you know, earlier, I just wanted to ask one question. Earlier you were saying stuff about, you know, the role of a mother, and you were saying that if she gets upset, she'll take it out on her kids and stuff like that. So do you think that a role of a mother is to stay away from those type of things so that she won't be taking them out on her children?
No, what she needs to do is stay focused. Sometimes she don't see that. I mean, as women, y'all are beautiful, strong women, but everybody got character defects. Everybody, you can't hide all your character defects. And kids, they sponges. You know what I'm saying? They sponges. Like, when my wife go crazy and she get mad and she get upset and she get to flipping off, then my grandson go to school and he flip out on one of the kids in the classroom. And then she try to figure out why he's flipping out. Yesterday you cut everybody out of the house. Why you think he at school and cut everybody out in school? You understand what I'm saying? So you need to understand who's watching you. Who's feeding you?
Okay.
You know, and that's me too. When she's flipping out and going crazy and sitting there snapping all through the house, and she mad, and it's okay, and she got a right to be upset. I'm not saying she don't. But what I'm saying is, you don't understand. How am I supposed to feel loved by you, woman, if you mad, as soon as I look at you and say, baby, what's wrong, you look at me like you possessed. No, whoa, what I do? And I don't try to figure out what I do. I ain't doing nothing wrong. Well, then they say, you know, she's telling me I'm going through something. Stay focused. You need to focus on what, okay, I'm going to go through one of these moments. Let me go get me a bucket of chocolate, ice cream or something, and find me a space in the crib and find out what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying? And VJ was right. I think we all need a therapist. You need to go find somebody to talk to, because sometimes y'all talk too much.
Hey, well, you know what? On that note, I don't need therapy because I'm perfect. We'll get back to you. Boss, you still there?
I'm still there. I'm listening to y'all doing a great job. I just want to say, you've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, coming from your live New York, Florida, Iowa, Pittsburgh, and all over the country. If I left you out, baby, that means I just didn't have enough time. But you know it's all about the love. But I just want you to know, Mad Dads, we have our support group, and our support group is tonight at 5 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday. Come on down, 3023 4th Avenue South. Sarita will be there, Joanna will be there, bring the kids, bring Ray Ray, JJ, little Twan Wan, little Wan Wan, little Rugrat, bring them all.
Bring them all.
Because we're going to bring some services, teach you about healthy relationships, and teach you about how to be a better parent. It can happen right here, y'all. Mad Dads, all over the country, Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder, and the Moms Division took over today.
Hey.
Big up to the moms all across the country.
Okay. So before we go real quick, I wanted to just let you all know that Friday, December 5th, from 2 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., they will be holding a Menstrual Open Enrollment at the Minneapolis Urban League at 2100 Plymouth Avenue North. Again, that's the Minneapolis Urban League, December 5th, from 2 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m.
fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east to the west. Man, that's how you get on the streets. We keep it real.
No, stay right in now.
Trouble, fight it serious, and so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was
I don't want to cut him off.